Carmen Summers has been waiting for this moment her whole life. Her whole life she has been waiting, patiently, quietly dreaming of this moment. She had envisioned what it would be like to feel her hair in the wind, to see the world unfold around her. All these years she had planned. She would wait for the perfect time, the perfect place, and the perfect moment, when they would run, and they would never stop. They would be lifted by the wind, guiding over the mountains, raised from some imaginable force of freedom. Papa would build them a little home, near a trickling stream, far from the horrible house. She could imagine teaching Nancy to read, with the same hidden talent of teaching that her mother had had. They would sit under an evergreen, smiling and laughing. Mama would be inside sewing and cooking, and they could hear her hum gentle tunes that would be carried to Carmen's ears by the breeze. They would be together, a family again, and nothing would ever tear them apart. But now, with the wind strong against her, her braids whipped at her back, the evening and the dark seemed to make every fear 10 times stronger. Some fear seemed to tell her to go back, forget the dream, forget the terror. At least at the house, she knew what was coming. Another part of her fear screamed, run, run, from the people chasing her. No real logic, but a blinding terror that cursed through her veins. A third told her to just stop, that it mattered no more. Either way, she knew her fate was sealed, to drop and curl up in a ball and die there, to save herself the hardship and give up. However scared she was, she knew she couldn't go back. Just these few seconds of freedom would not allow her to. If only she could stop. But something wouldn't let her. It wasn't fear, no inner voice, no magical fairy tale friend to tell her what was right. But Nancy was there, clinging to her hand, a small voice telling her to run, depending completely on Carmen's decision. Carmen's life had never been good. She had a slave's life, and pain was just part of it. She has always had that life. But the more she thought about it, the more she realized, when she was younger, she never seemed to mind it as much. She supposed it was due to her parents. Her mother always kept her and Nancy from beatings, no matter how much it cost her. She protected them and made sure they were fed, even though it meant her own hunger. Her mother kept hope alive for all of them, and her smile made even the worst day brighter. Her father had the worst work. It was hard enough to do all his jobs, but he tried to take as much off of Carmen and her sister as he could. As she got older, Carmen accepted more and more responsibilities. Her mother taught her to read and began to teach her to write. She loved to read, to be caught up in a story, like it transported her far, far away from the house. She remembered the best nights, when they would all fall asleep, curled up tight. She felt safe. But now, running through the night, safety was gone, and it died right along with Mama and Papa. With the two of them gone, Carmen had no protection. She was the adult, the parent, the protector of her sister. She would sing and recite bedtime stories and never, never cry. In one day, her childhood had ended. Her dream of being a big family ended, and she had never dared to think of it again before today. Today, she had to realize that this was no life for her. No life for her sister, and she couldn't wait to leave it all behind. Her mother has always protected the children. She would rather die than see one of her babies hit. When Carmen became the mother, she took responsibility. She just couldn't do it the way her mother could. Mr. Chambers, hot-tempered and cruel as ever, had been enraged that day. It had been a week since her parents' death, and Carmen knew what was coming. She leaped up and jumped in front of Nancy and made herself into a human shield, just as her mother had done. Mr. Chambers, however, was different this time. Most of the time she was protected by Mama, and he would take it. He didn't care who he was hitting. This time was different. Yelling and cursing, he shoved Carmen aside, going straight for Nancy, curled up in a ball in the corner. Carmen leaped up, half jumping, half falling in front of Nancy. She couldn't let him win. He had taken too much from her already. She knew in the back of her mind that she could never win. He was too strong. He was older and powerful, and more experienced. Carmen was only 14, and had never fought before. Her parents believed in peace, not violence. Her only attributes were her agility and cleverness. Her mother had always told her that the mind was 1,000,000 times more powerful than the muscle. You never needed to be faster to win a race. You only needed to find the quicker route to the finish line. Carmen pushed herself back against the wall and slowly stood. Think, she whispered under her breath. Think, think. Mr. Chambers was getting closer to Nancy. Carmen wanted to scream. She looked all around the room for something to use. And then she saw pots and pans in the open cupboard. She remembered how her older brothers used to cheer her up before they left. When she was sad, the two of them would put on a little comedy routine, and David would pretend to sneak up on Noah with a kitchen pan in his hand. He would hold it by the handle, like a bat, and then swing down so it seemed like he hit Noah. Noah would fall and pretend to die dramatically. David would cackle and then pretend accidentally he hit himself on the head too, acting his own dramatic death. That has always made her laugh. Her mother then would walk in and scold the boys for being violent, even in pretend. But Carmen always saw a smile spread on her lips as soon as she turned and walked away from the boys. She grabbed the pan and swung. She wished they were still here to protect her and Nancy. They left 5 years ago today when Carmen was 9 and Nancy was still a toddler. They had always promised to come back when they had money and a home. They said they would come and the family would be all together again. They promised that they would be back. They would be back today. Her brothers would be back today. That was her only hope. Running through the woods, she realized how silly of a hope that was. 5 years ago today, her two foolish brothers, still only children themselves, promised to steal an entire family away from their master. Two brothers that have never been contacted since, have never come back, have never seen the outside world until they ran, said they would be back 5 years ago. And now she was running, with no place to go, no advice, no plan, to some place she knew nothing about. Every doubt Carmen had was suddenly shoved in her mind. A single shot ran out near her. She was relying purely on instinct. She could feel no fear anymore. There was no desire for freedom, nothing. All she could do was run, one foot in front of the other. The second shot brought her out of her trance. Horse hooves trampled the trail behind her. She could feel the ground vibrating beneath her feet, and running was useless now. She could feel the ground vibrating beneath her feet, and running was useless now. Her one chance was to hide. Looking up in the surrounding forest, the only shelter was a patch of rocks jutting out from the hillside. Carmen lifted Nancy to her shoulders and scrambled up the hill. This would never work. There was place for only one to be totally concealed. The second person may have a chance, but the top of her head would stick out slightly from the rock. The second person would be only protected by one face, and if spotted and attacked, the first would be easily found. Carmen sent Nancy down closest to the rock. She crouched down quickly and kissed her forehead. "Don't come out," she whispered. "No matter what you hear, after they have passed, count to 1,000, the way I taught you. But count in your head, no noise. Then come down from the hill and start walking down the path. Get to a safer place and wait for dark. It will be better to travel then. When it's dark, walk north. Remember how I taught you to find north. Keep a lookout. When our brothers left, they said they would take this trail back. That's why I'm risk-taking the trail instead of straight through the woods." "Why do I have to do this?" Nancy said, nearly in tears from the realization. "You'll be here for me, won't you?" She knew the answer fully. "How will I know if it's Noah and David?" Carmen leaned forward and unclasped a locket around her neck. It had been her mother's who passed it on to Carmen just before she died. Carmen gently closed the locket around Nancy's neck and pulled her close. "You'll know." She could feel the horse hooves beating the ground faster and stronger. Closer they came. "Don't make a sound," she whispered gently. She waved Nancy under the covering, blew her a kiss, then stood up tall. She walked down the hillside at her own pace, with dignity, just the way her mother used to. She walked to a space just before the corner, waiting quietly. She felt the beating on the ground, like an evil heartbeat, one that reached all across the south. She heard a shout, a whistle, and then yelling. "There," one man shouted. "There's the filthy thing." They had spotted her. Carmen ran now, as fast as her legs could go. She knew she had no hope, but she has always known that. She hadn't worked at all of this for herself. She didn't leave when she got hit. She left when Nancy got hit. When she saw the rock on the hill, it never crossed her mind to hide there herself. It didn't matter what happened to her. She just had to get as far away from Nancy as possible. She could feel her heart thumping in her chest. Carmen wondered if they could hear it. If she could just stop the beating, maybe they wouldn't even find her. The single shot rang out through the air. They were getting closer, and she knew that they would catch her soon. Three shots, and she felt the piercing pain in her arm. She clutched her shoulder and kept running. She couldn't survive, but she can get them further away from Nancy. Two shots. The world went dark. 998. 999. Nancy couldn't bring herself to say the last words. She had heard the gunshots and her sister's scream. Nancy needed no confirmation. It was like a sixth sense. She drew a deep breath and stood, whispering to herself, 1,000. Her brothers would come, she knew it. She would survive because of her sister who gave up everything for her.